Happy Birthday Health Reform. Welcome to the March 25th edition of Policy and Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Nick Pagheri, sitting in for Francis Correa. The Affordable Care Act turned 3 years old on Saturday. The controversial health law has survived a Supreme Court challenge and multiple attacks by Republicans in Congress. But it's not out of the woods yet. Mary Ellen Schneider has more.
The biggest test so far for the ACA will come later this year as federal and state officials ramp up for the launch of health insurance exchanges and the expansion of Medicaid. Coverage through the state-based exchanges starts January 1st, but only about 18 states plan to operate the exchanges on their own. That leaves the feds to fully or partially run the rest, and plans to expand Medicaid are also uneven. A little over half the states will expand eligibility for the program, 17 oppose expansion, and the rest are undecided. January 1st also marks the debut of one of the most controversial elements of the law, the mandate that Americans obtain health insurance. The administration will have its hands full explaining the ins and outs of that requirement.
And the Affordable Care Act remains a punching bag for Republicans in the House. Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin scored some success when his House colleagues passed his budget plan last week. The Ryan plan would repeal the ACA and essentially turn Medicare into a voucher system. Here's Congressman Ryan explaining his plan just before the floor vote.
We want to strengthen programs like Medicare. They seem to be complicit with its demise. We see Obamacare as a roadblock to patient-centered health care reform, and they see it as a sacred cow.
The Ryan plan was largely supported by Republicans and not supported by Democrats. After the vote, House Democratic Caucus Chairman Javier Becerra told reporters that the Ryan plan was heartless and would reverse many of the ACA's gains.
So it's willing to take the savings. The Republican budget is willing to take the savings from the Affordable Care Act. They're not willing to provide the services, the protections, and the benefits.
The Senate voted on the Ryan plan the next day. It was defeated 40-59. Lawmakers in both parties seem to agree on one aspect of the law that they think should go, a 2.3% tax on medical devices. The levy has been unpopular, especially with members who have large numbers of device makers in their districts. The House Energy and Commerce Committee just finished holding a series of hearings on how technology like medical apps for smartphones might be regulated. Republicans used the hearings as a platform to express displeasure with the device tax and claim that it could even be levied on smartphones and tablets. Democrats were exasperated. California Democrat Henry Waxman said that the FDA's policy was clear. It would not use its ACA powers to treat phones as devices and tax them. An FDA witness agreed with that summation. Here's Congressman Waxman.
Mr. Chairman, this tax issue is a non-issue. We did not need to spend one day of hearings on this, let alone three.
The tax, however, was resoundingly struck down in a Senate vote later that day, signaling its unpopularity, even with Democrats. The House has yet to bring a device tax vote to the floor. We'll keep an eye on that and other reform developments for our next Policy and Practice podcast. I'm Nick Pagheri.